This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 18th. God's word to you today is never ever. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter 2 verse 9 from the New King James Version, and it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." You are going to let yourself down. It is standard. You are going to set goals that you will not achieve. I'm saying this to you from a place of knowing. I have experienced this myself. At the beginning of the year, I set goals in the major areas of my life. I have a huge board in my room where I have my goals listed. My spiritual goals appear to have been achieved. However, there are some goals in other areas that are still on that board, daily confronting me. And it is almost the end of the year already. I felt defeated. I let myself down. But it is not God's fault that I have not achieved those things. I started working on those goals, but life happened and I am not done. I'm sharing these with you so that you can see that we are men of like passions. You are going to let yourself down. People are going to let you down. And you are going to let people down. It is just life. Even people with the best intentions will let you down. But one thing that you need to know, one thing you need to wire into yourself is, Jesus will not let you down. He can never let you down. Even though you may have been trusting God for certain things for a long time. Psalm 34 verse 5 from the New International Version says, "Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame." God is not about to fail in your case. You're not about to break his record. I settled this in my life decades ago, that in my life, God is not about to fail, so get off it. This life is not going to be a failure, so that is not an issue. You need to settle it in your life also. How do we cheer up when we feel defeated? Jesus says we're going to have challenges and feel defeated, but we must cheer up. We're going to be learning some practical ways of implementing that scripture in our lives. The first thing is, do not let defeat define you. Never, ever, 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 ever let defeat define you. Never. How you know you have or are beginning to let defeat define you is, it shows up in how you talk about yourself. How you talk about yourself tells us if you let defeat define you. How you talk to yourself under your breath when no one can hear you tells us if you have allowed a defeat define you or not. Some people say to themselves, "Didn't you know you're not going to pass the exam? Loser." You know that relationship is not going to work. Nobody really loves you. Don't you know that since you were a child? How have you been talking to yourself? And what have you been saying? Let us pray. Father, I declare that today I am not who I think I am or what people say I am. I am who God says I am, and I can do all things through Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.